Welcome to the Filthy Spoon Podcast. I'm John.
I'm Robert.
Let's get to the sponsors. Willow Creek Custom Calls, old Brad Jones. We're honing in under a month till we got March days, and he's going to bring a whole bunch of stuff down there to Grizzly Ranch. Going to be awesome. He's going to have his Cali Spec, his Mallard calls, his innovative Brant calls, all kinds of stuff. I'm sure the whistle ain't ready. That's just prototype, but stay on him about that, because he was kind of on the fence when he brought it up, but he needs to get a dang whistle. So we like them whistles up here in the Sac Valley. So get a hold of Brad at 510-610-7625, or get a hold of him at willowcreekcustomcalls.com. And like I said before, any question you got, you know, life questions, you know, hey, should I or should I not marry this gal? You know, should I buy this Prius or should I buy a Subaru? Whatever question you got, you give it to Brad. He's like the modern day Dr. Ruth. So I would hit him up with about everything you got. So anyway, Superior Equipment Repair for all your truck equipment needs. We got over 20 something trucks all over the North State. Big trucks, equipment, F-550s, Dodges, Chevrolets, everything in between, backyard tractors. Any type of equipment, Bobcat stuff. We do a lot of tree work stuff, dielectric, ANSI inspections. We got state-of-the-art alignment machines for, you know, anything basically that can be on the road. So if, you know, your truck's pulling to the right, bring it in, man. Three-axle truck, we'll take care of you. So anyway, you get a hold of us at SuperiorEquipmentRepair.com or give us a call at 833-343-7351. And Pinto Ridge Taxidermy. I just seen Adam. He posted today. It looked like he got a first place in something and a second place in something with his cross blue wing spoony. And I guess he's moving on to Oregon now to do some more contests up there for his taxidermy. One of our lucky guests is going to get their name. You know, everybody gets their name thrown in the pot. And one of them's going to win. I don't know who it's going to be, but I know who it ain't going to be. It ain't going to be Gribble. But somebody's going to win a free amount of bird by him that we're going to announce at Duck Days. That'll be the last weekend in August over there at Kittle's. So look Adam up on Instagram at Pinto Ridge Taxidermy. And last but not least, the official Left Coast Waterfowl, the two Jeremys, Bro Jeremy and Ginger Jeremy. It's been helping out. He's the, what do we call him now? The assistant to the host. So he kind of left me hanging last week, but that's all right. I can handle it on my own. We had a good interview with Tim without him anyway. So he'll still be around there. He'll be helping us out here and there. So you can find their waterfowl whittle line, his turkey pattern. I really like that hoodie he's got. You can buy our shirts on their site. They got all kinds of stuff. And LCW10 is the promo code for anything you want to get on their site. They got, you know, bro hats, regular hats, hoodies, sweatshirts, all kinds of stuff. Check them out. So, official Left Coast Waterfowl on Instagram and official leftcoastwaterfowl.com. And with no further ado, Robert is back. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey. I'm waiting for you to press the button.
I got it right this time.
Well, we should... I'm dying today with these allergies, with the change in weather.
Me too, man. Me too.
It's not good. But talking about official Left Coast Waterfowl and the gear they have for the Filthy Spoon line, we got to get our listeners to start buying some more, because we did something that no other podcast would ever do.
Yes.
And we did it right before we started recording.
Yeah, so I hope you're appreciative of it, especially you whiners that have messaged me about this, and there's been many.
Yep.
But go ahead and say what we did, Robert.
So due to just a handful of complaints, doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't.
But we demonetized ourselves.
Yeah. We monetized this a little bit, just trying to get some, you know, gas money and friggin' t-shirt money and everything. And so we were running, you know, ads that, you know, it can be anything ads.
Yeah.
And we got a bunch of complaints. I shouldn't say a bunch, a handful. And you know what? Instead of being Scrooge McDuck swimming in the money, Robert and I decided, all right, we'll shut them off. You know what? We'd rather you listeners be happy than complain about hearing a, you know, commercial for tampons or whatever the hell they were trying to sell on our show. I don't know. I heard a couple. I heard a Roofer one. I heard a Target one. I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool. But
I think Target's doing fine without us.
I think so. I didn't hear any Bud Light commercials. I was waiting to hear one of them. Then I didn't know it would have made it, you know. But anyway, so we pulled that. So quit your complaining. You don't got to cry no more. You're not going to hear any more ads other than my little spiel at the beginning of the show. But we appreciate it. So the way I think you could return and help us out, go buy some shit on Left Coast Waterfowl. Go to Marsh Days, buy a shirt, buy a sticker. Help support what we're doing here, man. Like I say, we ain't trying to get rich, but, I mean, geez, that Chevrolet don't run on unicorn tears, man. So
that's right. Marsh Days is that's Saturday the 1st, yep. June 1st. We'll be
It'll be a good time. Marsh. And while we're at it, I want to mention this, and Tim brought it up last weekend. He was the first one to say it. So Left Coast Waterfowl is doing a raffle down there.
Wow.
You buy a hat. It's going to be a pretty cool-looking hat. I've seen prototypes of it. It's going to be a badass hat. I forget the exact price. It's like $35 or something. But, and there's only going to be 100 of them, and that gets your name in for a two-person hunt with friggin'
oh, nice.
Tim from friggin' North Valley Guide Service.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if anybody looks at his Instagram, he smoked them last year. So, that's pretty good odds. I think I'm going to buy a couple of them myself.
Sure.
Because, I mean, it's cool hat, and, I mean, that's... You know, I mean, a guided hunt, and like I say, that guy smokes them. Just look at his Instagram. The guy's straight killer. So I would get on that if I were you. And if you can't make the deal, I might message, you know, Left Coast directly and be like, hey, I want one of them hats. Put my name down, because that to me seems like a pretty dang good deal. So cool looking hat. They're going to do an old school camo one or something. Hopefully they don't do a straight flat build. They might, though, because they are bros.
Hopefully they do a Seiko one for you.
They were talking old school camo.
Yeah, well, I know, but we got to do at least a couple Sitka ones to match your clothing.
Match my vest. I seen that thing. You know what? I went fishing this morning. I seen that vest, and I'm thinking, you know what? I thought about wearing it. It crossed my mind just for a second. Like, it's going to be a little chilly out there on the river. Not super cold, but it's like, no. I don't wear vests no matter what. But I did see it, and it crossed my mind as I was picking out my flannel shirt.
Wait until the next duck season when it's a little cold and you want something reliable under that wax cotton.
I don't know if I can do it, but I think I'm going to have to because I feel kind of guilty. You got to drop that kind of cash on it. So I may.
You're a Sitka bro now.
I mean, I somewhat am. I don't know. I still haven't heard or seen my waders back from Shin, so who knows? Oof. I might be a Sitka bro before.
That's true.
You know it. I knew I weren't going to get them back right away, but I mean, I asked, hey, can I trade these in for a solid and just crickets? So who knows? I mean, I might never hear from them again. There ain't no telling, but they do have my waders, so.
Well, thankfully you got a little time.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm not on there. I get it, you know, and they got to get their, you know, shipment in from the, you know, People's Republic of China. And that usually happens, I think, about July. So. You know, it's what it is. I just was hoping they're going to say, yeah, no problem. We'll give you that solid you're asking for. You know, sorry for all the BS, but no. That's a little.
Is this like a made in China, assembled in America type deal?
No, I think they're straight made in China by slave labor and then shipped over here, I'd guess. I don't know.
Dude, everything is.
Just about. I know that.
It's crazy. Like, you know, we have our phones out and stuff. You know, you hear this before, but like, no phones are made in America. The wildest thing. They'll never be made in America. Like, is there anything with a screen made in America? I don't know.
I think that Tim Cook, like, told Trump or somebody, like, no, there will never be an iPhone made in America.
Well, that's,
because
that's...
it would be $5,000, you know. So, I don't know. It sure sucks if something kicks off because we can't make shit no more. You know, we sure used to be able to, but now, I mean, we can't do nothing.
Like during COVID when the logistic train slowed down to a halt.
They're still using an excuse in parts. I'll tell you that. I hear it all the time. Oh, yeah, well, they're still backed up from COVID. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
I just use an excuse for being lazy asses, but.
Excuse that never, yeah, well, that's a lot of hotels. I don't know if you've noticed, they don't clean your room every day anymore.
No, hell no. And the prices of hotels went through the roof.
Yeah.
Trying to make up for all that lost revenue during COVID. Yeah. That was a big freaking sham, but
it's just funny how that works.
Oh yeah.
Once you know they go, you know what? We don't gotta send our house cleaners in there every day.
Yeah, exactly.
And people still sleep.
Exactly. Yeah, so, yeah, the price didn't go down. Right. You know? Yeah.
Well, you've been up for a while today.
Yeah, man, up at 2:30. My good buddy Uriel, we went fishing, his brother-in-law, I think Gerardo is his name. He's a real fisherman. The guy's, he's a striper dude. Dude catches fish. And we went with him. We got La Cucaracha, Uriel's boat, running yesterday, but we couldn't get the trolling motor going. And we're all excited because my boat, it floats and it runs, but it's not really set up for fishing.
Right.
So I was like, well, we can go, but we're really not set up to fish. I mean, we can go out there, but sure. So without getting the trolling motor, it's like, okay, hit up your brother-in-law. And then he called me. He's like, okay, well, I'll meet you at 3:30. I'm like, 3:30? Okay. And so we showed up, and we went to Tisdale. So we're a little south of where all the action is right now, and it's no secret. The fish are in Colusa. You know, everybody's up there right now. Every boat ramp is full. I was in Colusa today. Every boat ramp on the Sacramento River is packed. But we rolled into Tisdale this morning. We got there a little after 4, and the only dude in front of us was that feisty fish guy.
Ah, cool.
And he was sitting there waiting for his clients, and so we launched ahead of him. But he was literally the only boat in the parking lot. Well, we went out fish. We didn't stay as long as I'd liked. His brother-in-law had to get home, so we split fairly early. You know, like I say, we got on the river. We were probably on the river 4:45, and then we split about 8:45. I mean, earlier than we wanted to, but hey, early. Beggars can't be choosers, right? So anyway, we get back to the boat ramp. Every spot is full.
Oh, wow.
Literally every spot is full on the frigate in the boat ramp. Like, wow. And like I say, and Tisdale's not the hot spot right now. You know, everybody's up north. You know, Colusa's where they're friggin' smoking them right now. And it just goes to show you there's a lot of friggin' striper fishermen out there. So it was cool. We only caught one, but hey, one's better than none, right?
It's one more striper than I've ever caught.
Well, I didn't catch it. Uriel did, but it was kind of funny. He's like, hey, is that a lure? And he found a lure floating in the water.
Yeah.
And his brother on drive over there, and we netted it, got it. Uriel put it on, and then he caught a fish with it a couple minutes later. Oh yeah, fucking Mexicans are hilarious, man. Yeah, it was awesome. I was like, super cool. It was a nice lure, but that was super cool.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah, pretty crazy. So I don't know. I thought we trolled today. We did a little bit of throwing swim baits and stuff early. Didn't get any action on that, but we knew we weren't really where they are. The big ball is up the river right now, but that can change tomorrow the way this stuff goes. But it don't matter where you go, it's packed. So I'm not giving anyway any secrets, that's for damn sure.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I was glad to finally get out there. I got a little bit of motivation to get my boat, like a fisherman boat instead of just a duck hunting boat.
What do you need to do? Fish finder, trolling motor?
The trolling motor is going to be a little bit of money. I had one on it, and I sold it years ago. I mean, I don't know, 8 years ago I sold it. I wish I kind of would have kept it now, to be honest, but I can live without a trolling motor. You can troll with the regular one, but or you can just drift with, you know, throwing, you know, swim baits, whatever. But I need pole holders, which I have one. I'm going to rig up. I got a track system in my boat. It's a track where you can move it, adjust it up and down. There's a little rail that, you know, I just got to build a little plate to bolt shit onto.
Yeah.
And so that ain't a big deal. And I already got one made. And then Ivan, Salinas Valley Outdoors, he was up to pick up his gun from Durham Guns, and he dropped off a badass fish finder with me yesterday. This super badass hummingbird friggin' $800 friggin' thing he won at some fishing tournament. And he's like, I don't got a boat, man. Put it on here. So I'm going to take that thing to work tomorrow, and we'll get that thing on there, and I'm going to become a wannabe striper fisherman.
Nice.
So, I don't know, pretty cool. And then I told him, I said, hey, you know, if you're up here, just take my boat, you know, whatever you want. If you're up here, go take it. You're going to the After Bay, you're going to the river, just take my boat. So,
yeah.
I know, I trust him. I might be crazy, but I trust him.
What about seats?
I don't really have seats. They just kind of, you've been in my boat. Yeah. I'm not really worried about seats.
No.
I mean, I can get a pad for you guys to sit on, but I mean, seats. I mean, you could put a lawn chair in there, I guess.
Yeah, I gotta next time I get on the Cuban refugee boat, I gotta bring a pad or something. That's a.
It's a rough ride, yeah. That's how I fish today.
Yeah.
His boat's like mine, except for a little bit bigger and same kind of deal. But you can bring seeds. You can bring like a dove hunting seed.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you can do whatever. But now I'll be ready to go here shortly. So
we really underutilize that in the dove season.
I think you're right. Oh, Ivan bought into friggin' Tim's. What's she doing? Hey, get out of there. She's stealing all your baseballs. Laverne. Come here.
She found the bucket of balls.
Oh, yeah. That's what she does. Come here. Quit stealing the baseballs because she'll chew them up.
Yeah.
Hey. Anyway. Yeah, we did underutilize it. But Ivan bought into friggin' Tim's dove deal. He has a super awesome dove deal going. $350 for the season.
Oh, how do we buy into that?
We can do it super easy.
Yeah.
Northern Flight Duck Club, I guess. I mean, that's for all 15 days. That's pretty friggin' cheap,
too. That's pretty
good. Yeah, Northern Flight Duck Club. You just get all of them. Hey! Ruining baseballs.
That's a good one. No, it's not a good one anymore. That's yours now.
All right. I just don't want to ruin anymore. But anyway, $350 through Northern Flight Duck Club, and you can go dove hunt.
No, that's not a bad deal at all.
No, all 15 days?
So yeah.
I don't know. He got into it. I guess his boy is all super into dove hunting right now.
Oh, so. Dove hunting's a lot of fun.
Oh, I love dove hunting. So
It's very, very cool.
I don't know. Yeah, we got a lot of feedback. He was a great guest. Everybody loved having him on, and, you know, he's a straight killer. Everybody knows that, so he wants to come back on. We'll end up having him back on when you're around, Robert. Yeah. Cool dude. He hunted a lot up in Klamath and stuff in the past.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so, and he invited us out. He really wants to do a podcast in the blind.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We've done it before. It's actually not that hard.
No, it's not. No, as long as the weather's good and it ain't raining, we can do it. Yeah. So anyway, I told him that. He's a good guy. First time I ever met him, but really good guy. So.
Yeah, that was cool the one time we did it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we did it twice. Remember, we did it with Ginger Jeremy,
too. Oh, yeah. Ah, I forgot about that. Yep. Yeah.
Hemp and Laverne flared everything. Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. that became a saying after that.
Yep, for sure.
No, that's cool. I can't. You know what I want to do? And I want to find a place, you know, where you can shoot the Eurasians like year round.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they're around year round in neighborhoods. If I could hunt my neighborhood, I'd be slaying them.
I know the western side of the valley, like Maxwell. There's more of them over there. I know guys that do it, like, you know, during the late season.
Yeah,
just knock the hell out of them. I've never got it. Usually I'm trying to duck hunt then, but I know when duck hunting's been slow, guys have been out doing it.
I think people make fun of this a little bit, but I'd even be down to do a pigeon hunt.
Oh, yeah. No, we're gonna. I forget the guy's name. We got invited down to Bakersfield to do one. We just got to wait till like July, he said.
That's perfect.
Oh, we're going. I sorry, I don't remember your
That's
name,
That's in 2 months.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's starting to get hot, dude. You can tell. Yeah. I can see. When I'm taking a leak in your backyard, I see that it's dried up out there. So that's how I can judge.
I can see it evaporate. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, man. Yeah, she is tearing that baseball
up. Oh, she will eat that thing. No, she's a rotten dog, dude. And she thinks all balls are hers. So
that's okay. She can have that one, but don't let her go back to that bucket.
No, I won't let her
again.
Get any more. Where's her zapper? I'll zap her if she goes back over.
I'm constantly having to fill that baseball
bucket
up.
Nah, oh, yeah, well,
they get lost. Yeah. And my kids are they go. Normally they do batting practice outside of their teams, you know, once a week. But that's what I'm in baseball hell right now.
Yeah, that's the busiest time of it for you, right?
In fact, Uriel sent you that photo of me last night in the game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that was pretty funny. And then he showed me a scooter video.
Oh, yeah. I hope everybody saw that. That was a lot of fun.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, you thought I was a hipster.
Where was that at?
At his house.
Yeah. 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 You're a hipster on electric scooter.
I don't know. I seen this kid riding around. I'm like, I want to try that thing.
His kid?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like just some. I thought you said a kid. Like
you're a
kid. Some poor kid.
And then if you listen to the audio on the little story, because he has a lowrider bike. He's in the Mexican lowrider bike.
Yeah.
This has been a long, long time ago, but I guess he hasn't forgot. I took that thing out because I used to have a friend that lived around the corner. So he's got one of those low rider bikes with a big front tire and all the mirrors and shit on it. You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah,
right?
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, let me ride that fucking thing. So
throw your lokes on.
Yeah, I'm and this is like 11:30 at night, and I've been drinking as normal. Well, I don't know if you ever rode a low rider bike, but they're not like riding a regular bike. So the front wheels kicked out, so I crashed like 4 or 5 times before I made it to my buddy's house. He had all the mirrors on there, and I broke all the mirrors off. I showed it to my buddies, beat on the door, woke him up. What are you looking at?
I'm just seeing what she's making me. She's finding all these balls. Keep I'm listening.
Oh yeah. Well, so anyway, I brought his lowrider bike back like destroyed. Is what I did, but and that was like in 2008. And yeah, woke my buddy up, and he's like, "What the fuck are you doing here?" And I'm on this lowrider bicycle, and it was pretty funny. So anyway, they were a little hesitant about letting me ride the scooter, but there was no damage done to the scooter this time. So
it was pretty funny seeing a guy in overalls riding around on a scooter.
Yeah, more fun than you might think.
Look like a hipster out there, overalls and. I think you were wearing a t-shirt in that one. I don't think you were wearing your flannel.
Nah, too warm yesterday.
Yeah, getting too warm.
Fishing. That's the one she's already chewed up.
Oh, so. Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. But if you want to take a, you can put your headset down and go freaking grab them if you want. As long as you don't chew it up, because she will eventually.
Yeah, I better save my balls. Just
save your balls, man. Save your balls. Oh, yeah, Robert's busy now picking up. She ain't ruined them. You stay out of that bucket. Last week when I was doing the podcast with Tim, the freaking cats was driving him nuts. Now I got Laverne eating freaking. My pets are nuisances, that's for sure. So. All right, he's back.
Well, they take on the attributes of their owners.
Evidently, yes. That's kind of like me, you know, roaming around here just grabbing stuff.
Grabbing balls.
Yeah. That's what I do most places I go. Yeah.
Baseballs, of course. Well, we need to talk about these season dates that just came out, too, before we get too far down.
Yeah, I haven't heard a lot about anybody talking about it, and I don't know why. Well, I know why, because there's nothing that exotic about it, but.
Well, the 2024-2025 dates and regulations came out for waterfowl in California. And, yep.
Yep, no sprig limit upped, unfortunately.
Nope. We'll be shooting one pintail a day still. So that's kind of the biggest disappointment. And the other thing that sucks, so I guess it's two things that suck. Is the season ends on the 31st, which
has been standard the last few years.
Right. And I think it's a Friday this year. I don't know. Let's
I believe it is a Friday, yes.
Right. So I got my calendar up. Let's check it. Yeah, so it's a Friday. So regular duck season in the valley ends Friday the 31st. Junior hunt
Saturday, February 1st.
Yeah, which I already know was talked about. Tim brought up, but what? Like, how dumb is that?
I don't understand how that came to be. I don't know a veteran out there that would complain if they made the youth and the veteran hunt the same weekend.
Well, then the late goose and the veterans hunt is combined on the 8th.
They should have just combined them all.
They should have either combined. Absolutely, they should have combined them all, or combined the duck and the junior on the 8th. And delay till the 15th the late goose, because I think last year, or what day would that be? Yeah, 15th. I don't know. I'm not too impressed with that move.
Yeah, no, because the kids aren't going to get shit out of that, you know.
No, I mean, no. Dude, that just killed the junior hunt weekend.
Yeah, it's not going to be nothing special. Yeah. I mean, if the ducks are around and they're already shooting them and all that, yeah, it'll be fine, but... You don't get that week off where they get dumb real quick like they always do. And that's, I don't know. I didn't see or hear any of the details other than it's just like, I don't know how that came to be.
I don't know.
Because I would think almost, I don't know anybody that would have a problem having the youth hunt the same weekend as the rest of it.
No.
But.
No. No. So that's it. That's the news. I mean, hopefully next year they get their act together. Doesn't make sense to me.
Well, word on the street is the sprig deal is because of the rest of the flyways. There's a big drought. Things are bad. And you can't talk these people into thinking killing 3 sprig would actually help the population.
Right.
You know, and I understand it sounds counterintuitive, but, I mean, it's 7-1 or something drakes versus hens.
Yeah.
So you're actually helping things out by taking more drakes out.
So what was the proposal? Like no hen limit, all drakes, or one hen?
I think at this, and I'm talking out my ass, but I'm pretty sure it was 2 drakes, 1 hen.
That seems reasonable.
You know.
Most guys want to shoot the drakes anyways.
Exactly.
But, you know, good to not have a zero limit on the hens because you make a mistake.
Accidents happen. Yeah.
Mistake it for a freaking gadwall or something.
Yeah. Yeah, when they're young and not caught right, yeah, it could easily happen. So. But, and I mean, like I say, we purposely pick out the drakes when we can. You know, I mean, we've all shot hens, but I mean, we don't target the hens.
No. So most folks will continue to do that, but that would seem perfectly reasonable to have that 3
in the Pacific flyway for sure.
Yeah.
And I think if anything, it would help the population, but sometimes, you know, super smart people, you can't talk common sense to. So
no. Well, yeah. So looking at the regulation of dates, I don't know. Nothing's too exciting about it.
What's Northeast opener this year?
That October 5th.
Always so, right around there. So October 4th will be the Intermountain CWA banquet that we will be at for sure.
Oh. we'll see. Yeah. Well, hopefully we don't have to carry you back to your truck again.
Oh, no. I'm bringing a wheelbarrow. I already said that. I'll be fine.
So there's going to be 3 weeks of hunting up north, 3 weekends before it opens up here.
Really?
Yeah.
They do a youth hunt early up there, right?
Well, yeah, but look, it opens on the October 5th. Then you have the 12th, the 19th, and then we don't start till the 26th in the valley.
Well, that's good. We're starting a little later.
Yeah, I think so. I've always said to get rid of October, give us start in November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. I don't that idea I was talking to you about, that kind of makes me want to do it more.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to look into it. I'd like to go see him.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
No, it's hard to believe it's coming up already.
Oh, yeah. Well, we still got I'm going Superior Equipment Repair, booked a trip with CICC Outdoors, Casey Stafford. We're going fishing with him next Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Wow.
Yeah. He'll get us on the fish.
Oh,
yeah. He'll even make a schmuck like me catch a fish. So I'm really looking forward to that. That should be a good time. Fish are still crazy. We should have another month of it, I'm hoping. I'm excited about that. It's kind of funny. I was telling you off air, I was at Johnson's Bait and Tackle yesterday.
Yeah.
And I come out and get in my truck, and there's some Ford Ranger with a boat behind it with a Filthy Spoon sticker on the back window. But that was kind of cool.
Number one podcast in Butte County for waterfowl.
Yeah, top 10 podcast in the third biggest city in Butte County, as they say. But if you do the Google machine, it still says number one. But not if we keep putting out podcasts like this. We gotta find better topics. But
we'll slip down.
But we wanted to get Robert back on here, and we got some really good guests lined up. It's just been some scheduling stuff. Everybody loved Tim. We're gonna get a couple refuge guys on that work on the refuges. That should be cool.
Oh yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. Yeah,
that'll be cool. And then we got a couple of repeat guests, good ones, fan favorites that we're gonna bring back on. And the one we're gonna do at Marsh Day is gonna be one of them like Duck Days last year, where it's multiple people.
Rotation.
Yeah, we got all kinds of people we're gonna talk to down there. So,
but we got a fourth headset now. Thank you, Brad Jones.
Thank you, Brad Jones. Willow Creek Custom Calls for our fourth headset. That's gonna be awesome. I can't wait till we try it all at once. That's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be a lot of fun. That's gonna be great. I should have had you use the new headset. I didn't even think about it. But
christen it?
Yep. Well, he used it, that one. But I think I had him turned up too loud. I thought it was all right, but he was a little bit louder.
Yeah, you did say you thought it was too loud. You said it was louder than...
I was like, well, it's brand new. It's maybe why it's louder. I don't know, but...
I don't know if it works that way.
I don't know if it works that way either, but it seemed like he was louder than me. But
it's fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I might take that because they're gonna have so that Marsh Days that we're going to. I mean, that's gonna be like they're gonna have vendors. I think a barbecue.
Something. Oh yeah, they're gonna be food
and
vendors.
Then Sporting Clays.
I don't. I think they're gonna have a deal for kids to shoot.
Okay.
I don't know if they're doing like full. I don't. Do they have a Sporting Clays course down there?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm an idiot. I had no idea. I've been down there. I've spent a whole weekend there and had no idea.
Yeah.
But
yeah, as you're coming on that property, you know, you make a right from Van Sickle.
Yeah.
The Sporting Clays stations are on as you're approaching the clubhouse. There's one on your right. And then there's the one on the left, there's a tower.
I've seen the tower and stuff, yeah. Yeah, well, they might have it going. I know there's going to be all kinds of fun stuff down there. I recommend everybody get down there. It's going to be
so if they have it going on, I was thinking about taking that new gun. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. So it says activities, youth duck calling contests, youth shooting, youth art projects, bounce houses, vendors, live auction, raffle, and more. Sounds like it's going to be youth shooting, which is cool.
Yeah, no, it's good. This should be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. Ivan's going to be down there. All our bros are going to be down there. Ivan, friggin' Greg that works for CWA to be there. I hope Kellogg's going to be there. I don't know, but I hope he is. He better be.
I hope so, too.
I don't know about Scott Mueller. Hopefully he's down there. I don't know. I'm trying to talk a bunch of guys into work to go down to it.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to some folks from work, too, that live in that area. And, you know, if you live in Fairfield, man, you're close to a lot of good duck hunting.
Oh, you are. More than you think you are.
Yeah, way more than you think.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty funny.
And it ain't that far from the valley up here either. What is it down there, an hour and a half or something?
Yeah. No, it's not.
It ain't that far. So
I need to maybe I'll – see if that'll be the... Every time I drive that direction, I want to stop at that IKEA. I've never been to an IKEA. So it's on my list of things to do.
I've never been to one either, man, but I really don't give a shit. But, I mean, hey, maybe there's some Swedish stuff.
Here they have a good cafe. That's the only reason I want to go.
Really?
Yeah.
What, do they just serve meatballs and shit?
Yeah, I guess. I'm going to give it a shot one day.
Well, it might be the weekend of the first.
Maybe stop by there. We'll carpool. We'll go to IKEA and Starbucks.
No. I don't know if we ever said this on air. I've never been to a Starbucks.
Which is crazy.
And it started out as like, why would I do this? I had nothing against it. Yeah. But, I mean, it was super weird. And then I heard rumblings of them being anti-gun, and I kind of stayed away from it. And then as time has went on, I've never went to one. So I just like, well, I need to keep this going. Just because I don't know anybody that hasn't been to a Starbucks. So at this point, now I'm like full on, you know, like just trying to keep the streak going. Because I'm probably the only guy in California that's never been to a Starbucks. So
apparently in 2013, Starbucks CEO asked customers to not bring weapons into Starbucks stores. So that's really where that came from, yeah. Yeah, they respectfully requested that customers no longer bring firearms into our stores. This is in 2013. Even in states where open carry is permitted, unless they are authorized law enforcement personnel.
Huh.
Oh, they let the cops bring their guns in. That makes sense.
I would hope so, yeah.
Yeah, you have to leave yours in the car.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I don't have any, like, big beef with them or anything, but it's like, at this point, why would I bother going? I mean, that's kind of a cool thing to say that I've never done.
You fouled out quite a long time.
I just don't care about that kind of stuff, you know. Now, a Waffle House in the South, I've been to a million of them, or Denny's. I love the Denny's here in Marysville. But, you know, Starbucks, eh. I've been to a Dutch Brothers one time, and
those are good. I mean, it's just dessert coffee.
The price was the issue.
Yeah.
Sharon talked me into going to one, and we all roll in there as a family, and $39 later, we have four drinks, and I'm like, okay, you're an idiot for coming here, and I will never come here again.
It's like $10 a drink.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. I was like, there's nothing that cool.
Some people do it every day.
I know. Oh no, lots of people do it every day.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's insane. I mean, even me, I've paid $10 a beer at events.
Oh yeah.
But when it's that expensive, even me doesn't go stupid.
You tone it down?
I tone it down. Or I sustain altogether. If it's a major sporting event where they're like $15.
Baseball beers are so expensive.
I can't imagine, like at a Giants game or something. Yeah, who knows? What are they, $20 a piece or something probably?
It's been a while since I've gone.
Ivan would know. He goes to football games and stuff all the time. But
I went to a Padres game a couple years ago with my cousins when I was working down in San Diego for a week, and I bought some beers there. I remember they were in the teens.
Yeah.
I was in Arizona working last year and went to a Cardinals game playing the Giants, and their beers were pretty affordable. They weren't like...
What, spring training or something?
No, it was a real game.
Well, the Cardinals were playing the Giants in Arizona?
Yeah.
What for?
I don't remember.
Well, I'm confused. The Cardinals are from St. Louis.
Sorry.
Oh, Diamondbacks. Okay.
I don't know why the Cardinals came to mind. They have a Cardinals football team, don't they?
They do.
No.
Oh, I just got a text from young Luigi, a new tech at work. His homeboy Mario is ready to come to work with us. That's good. We have officially hired the entire graduating class of 2023 to come work for Superior.
A bunch of children, huh?
Hardworking kids that will listen, get yelled at, put their head down and work, and I love them.
So. That's good. Good to have young kids wanting to work.
Yeah, trust me, they're idiots. They're young. They don't know nothing, but they got work ethic, and they're willing to figure it out, and we'll give them a chance. So.
Well, the workforce needs to be replenished, and because I don't know. Everyone I talk to seems to have the same problem right now with not getting enough young people to join like the old days.
Yeah, most definitely. I it just isn't in the type of guys you get in, the entitlement and all that. I mean, I don't like being the crotchety old man. Yeah. Oh, yeah, back in my day. And there's plenty of young guys that aren't like that. You know what I mean? There's plenty of, because we run across them. Yeah. I got a bunch of young guys under 25 that aren't pussies.
Yeah.
They come to work. They have work ethic. They're thick skinned.
Yeah.
They can handle it, and they're kids. But then there's a couple outliers we show up that are complete fucking pussies that cause nothing but problems. Drama queens. It's all about them.
I think it's a mixed bag. I think from what I can tell, I don't really have a ton of experience in this, but just my observations. I think a lot of them are pretty sensible young folks that have seen really my generation not get anywhere and want to work harder. My generation, in my opinion, I'm just talking crap about my own generation here, they really shit. Because
you're
bed.
A millennial, yeah. I guess, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they really didn't step up, and there's
I'm a Gen Xer. A
lot of complaining.
And I mean, we were the no good assholes before, so I kind of wonder, it's like every
generation. I thought you were a boomer.
Motherfucker, I ain't that old. yeah, my pappy fought in World War II. Yeah, no. No, I'm a spry 46-year-old. But it's kind of funny because the Gen Xers, I mean, like in the late 80s, 90s, we were like the dirtbags are going to ruin the country, And then the millennials came along, and then that took all the heat off us. And then now, whatever the hell they call the generation after us, they're really taking the heat. But, I mean, we all get softer every generation.
They call them Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Yeah. No, I think they're better than millennials. I could be wrong. I don't know. I think
the kids I run across, my little Sharon's out there kicking ass.
Yeah, I think they're better.
The kids I got, they're, like I say, I mean, little Bradley's like 25 years old, and he's a hero. They're going to write songs about him one day. you know.
The Ballad of Little Bradley.
Yes, the little guy that could fix everything.
He could fix everything, but he couldn't escape the dungeon.
I think he's going fishing with us next week, too.
I'm sure he is.
I sure hope so. I love that little guy. Fix anything with a smile on his face.
It's you fix your side-by-side yet?
No.
Oh.
No, that's been low on his priority list. But I'm not pressuring him much because he knows I don't need it till duck season, so he's kind of like,
yeah, you're not. Are you putting in for tags again this year?
I don't think so. They didn't give me a green sticker. It's like, why am I paying the state when they don't send me a registration sticker? And I only run it on private ground anyway?
No, I mean, deer tags.
Oh, deer tags.
Yeah, because you need it for that.
Here's what I'm doing, Robert. Okay, I haven't done it yet. I'm going to put in for my points. Because I will be over it. By the time I get enough points to go back, I will be over it by then. But it takes years to accumulate the points. And who knows? Maybe by then I'll be out of the streak of not catching, killing, anything. Or maybe I won't. I don't know. Brad Jones sent me a picture of, it looked like you patterned your gun. And it was a picture like a drawn-out duck. And literally all around it was the pattern, and the duck had zero BBs in it. It's like, yep, that's basically my hunting season the last year summed up.
I will say, ever since the podcast started, your hunting has gone downhill.
Well, there's another person that thinks the problem became when I quit drinking Bud Light. And that's about the same time.
Yikes.
So, trust me, it's crossing my mind. Maybe I just need to start chugging Bud Light again because...
Yeah, why not? I had one.
I mean, I've been on a rough deal. I mean, I smoked them in Mexico and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But, I mean, it's been a very rough go.
Yeah, you might need to start.
And that's the only thing that's been a super change is that Bud Light was a staple of my life, you know.
That's true.
It hasn't been for over a year now. And so maybe I need to get that back in and then everything will fall back in place the way it's supposed to be.
Man, they really caused a lot of damage.
They did. I think
they ruined your hunting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. I just like, dude, if they should have put anybody on their can, it should have been me.
No, I think, when Kid Rock has forgiven them, we've all forgiven them.
Well, I have zero taste for Kid Rock's music and his white trash persona because I think he's really like the guy he played in Joe Dirt. Just this hella white trash idiot. I don't like his music. I do like his politics to an extent, sure. I guess.
Yeah.
But when you hear him talk, he's smarter than you think he is. But I can't get behind Kid Rock, dude. I'm sorry. It's not.
You think that's a white trash character he plays in real life? He's not white trash?
Well, no. I heard his dad was some car dealer. He wasn't poor when he grew up or nothing. Yeah. So, yeah, he's kind of like Ivan plays a character. I don't know. I can't quote Kid Rock. Well, Kid Rock said it's safe to drink now. Well, fuck Kid Rock, dude. I just
mean if the guy that machine gunned down a bunch of
Bud Light. What an overreacting, you know, emotional response. If any of you haters want to go back, you can hear what we said in the episode. Hey, I'm not shining him out forever. I just got to let my thoughts be known.
I'm just saying, if he forgave Bud Light, anyone can.
Yeah. We didn't
shoot a bunch of cases.
No. No. And I said, hey, if they make it right, maybe I can come back because that was just a rogue deal and whatever.
Yeah.
I do kind of miss it.
Well, it screwed your whole season up.
I think it did.
Yeah. That's an interesting theory.
Somebody brought that up. It's like, that's when life went sideways for you.
I was thinking it's like, as soon as you're like, you know what? I'm such a great hunter. I'm so good. I'm so knowledgeable. I'm so great that I'm going to be a subject matter expert and have a podcast.
Yeah. And then don't shoot shit.
Then have the worst seasons across the board.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter what it is. Yeah. Doesn't matter what it is.
It could be freaking killing termites with Gribble and you'd suck at it.
God, thanks for bringing me up, buddy. Yeah, you're right. I probably could. Hey, Gribble, you need me to ride around with your Ford Ranger with you and kill some fucking termites? Yeah, you're right.
Sniping cockroaches. Dude, I'll never forget when I mentioned to him how I noticed there's a lot of gutter roaches in my neighborhood one summer, and he's like, it must have been last summer. I haven't known Gribble very long, but
yeah,
you know, he starts asking me what type they are, like, you know, naming all these. I'm like, dude, I don't know what the kind of, they're just cockroaches.
That's Gribble, man. That's his life. He loves bugs, man.
It was so funny.
Oh, that's Gribble.
I'm like, I didn't even know there's more than one type.
Oh, he knows all about it. Yeah, yeah. Ask to see the pictures on his phone. He's got pictures of every bug known to man on his stupid phone. Friggin' Gribble, man.
Killing nature.
Yep, that's it. But I guess he was striper fishing last week, and it looked like they caught some, too. He went out with somebody. He don't have a boat, but...
He should... You know what? We got to get him back on the podcast. He's the only one around here that can catch anything.
That's just it. I can be around when somebody's catching them, but who knows? I think next week, Casey's going to get me on him.
I think so.
Yeah. He's going to tie my hooks, bait it for me, hook it, and then just hand it to me. You know what I mean? That's the way this, you know...
Oh, I've done that. I've participated in that type of fishing before. It's not a bad way to do it.
I've been offered a pole, and I'm like, no, thanks.
You've never been on like a fully guided?
But I used to go fishing with the mayor of Oliverhurst, and
two mayors.
Yes. We were coming together, the mayor of Smartsville and the mayor of Oliverhurst, yeah. And he caught into a big one, and he's like, hey, you want it? I'm like, thanks, but no thanks.
Oh, you mean like handing the pole off, like after you have him on the line?
Yeah, he caught it, and he took me out, kind of like guiding me. Cause
oh no, this is like what you do to a 4-year-old.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're introducing somebody, and this was years and years ago, and I'm like, nah, no thanks. But
yeah, that's a bit much.
Yeah, I kind of do it. That's just kind of like the pen race pheasant thing, you know.
But I did go on a guided salmon trip with my wife like 10 years ago, and out on the where was it, Bodega Bay,
yeah,
and it was a small six-pack boat, but there was you know, four of us clients on there and the captain and deckhand,
yeah,
and it wasn't like where they would, you know, get one on the line then hand you the pole, you know, but they would, you know, you bring it back, and you know they're rebaiting the hook for you.
That's kind of part of it when you go on the guided trips. You know,
it was nice. I'm not gonna lie, it was nice.
Well, I'll tell you this morning. I'm sick of hearing about how old I look and how old I am, because I was riding a scooter yesterday, so I can't be that fucking old. But my eyes are going, dude.
Oh, like, no.
I was trying to. I can't see to tie the fishing knot without four eyes.
You got glasses now?
I mean, not. I didn't go to a doctor.
You went to the dollar store.
I did go to the Dollar General and bought some magnifiers. Yes.
Does it work?
Yes. But they're on my desk at work, not with my fishing stuff. Out there like, I can't do this, dude. You know, I'm like, you know, I can't see. And that's, I've had great eyesight my whole life, but now.
We got to get a picture of you in the glasses.
Oh, yeah, everybody's made a big deal
out of it. You look 5 years older.
Yeah, I probably look.
And you already look 10 years older, so now you look 15 years older.
79 years old, yeah. I was down at Stassi's this afternoon, and I ran into a friggin' old guy, Alvin, I know down there. Hey, you're getting pretty old. And it's like, well, Alvin, so are you. He's like 91 years old. And he's telling me I'm old. So, yeah.
Did we go to high school together, John?
Like, friggin' Ivan down there, there's, like, pictures from the 50s. Like, hey, was this your senior portrait? Some dude out in the 50s. Yeah. No, it's just my mature demeanor. I ain't that old. But my eyesight is going, so.
Dude, that's... I'm with you. I got strong eyesight. But my only thing is at night, I'm not... It's only with all the lights.
I don't like that either.
That's why I'm not a headlamp guy. And you're not either.
No, hell no.
No. I'd much rather walk in the dark.
Yeah, I figure my way out.
Yeah, see better.
I agree. You see better that way.
And then you'll have to adjust before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No headlights for me while I'm duck hunting.
Well, so next weekend, you'll be out on the river then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the last weekend of turkey, and I thought I might give her one more chance. Yeah. I still got all my turkey stuff in my truck, and I'm like, you know what?
Dude, I put my stuff away. That weekend was the one weekend I could do it, and that rain really just jacked it up for me.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried a couple more times. Last weekend I was out, you know, with Tom Harry. He was, you know, yeah, nice enough to take me to a couple of his properties in the Butte Sink. Sunday we had a decent chance at one, but, you know, that was a time restraint, so we had to get out of there a little earlier than I wanted to. But in my place in Cool, man, the turkeys moved across the road. So they're still around, but they're not on the property I can hunt. So right. I was trying to chase them and lure them, and I was setting up in different spots, and they'll gobble at me, but I just kind of get them across the road. So I might try next Sunday, maybe, just because it's the last hurrah, and if I did pull it off, I'd be a hero.
Right.
But I'm more concentrated. This next month, I'm going to striper fish all I can.
All right.
And maybe I'll catch one. A keeper, too. Who knows? I bet I do with Casey next week. We'll see how I do on my own.
That was a good chance that'll happen.
You're pretty busy, but I'd like to get you out there with me at one of these days.
I think I can do it.
They're catching them down at Milko. Curtis, friggin' yuppie bastard, caught one yesterday. Oh, I seen a picture of him reeling it in.
What? Yeah.
Curtis caught one yesterday down there, so.
Well, I'm going, I'm going on the 18th down to Sassoon. Maybe we may see something happen.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, we're going to be down there. Fish when we're down there.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
I guess that's about all we got. Sorry for this kind of boring one, but.
No, I can't wait to hear the updates, though, on the trip next week.
Yeah, most definitely. So thank you all for listening. I sure hope you appreciate us shutting off the commercials. And buy something on officialleftcoastwaterfowl.com, and we'll talk to you next week. And rate and review on iTunes and Spotify. Thank you, guys.